This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, if you missed any of hour one, Commissioner Bernie Kerik and the discussion of the shooting in Pittsburgh, the tragedy, we will, of course, have that on podcast. You can go to the audio podcast page at soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. You can also see the video podcast of that on my social media, facebook.com/KMC01, or you can check it out as well on the Biz TV On Demand website, as they are the gracious syndicators of the television version of Radio Night Live every Saturday night. Glad you're with us. Some 300 radio stations and 66 million TV households. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And every second hour of Radio Night Live, we started a little tradition years ago called the Ladies Lounge. And it's a place where I can, at the mere discretion of my own choice, pick any number of women's voices and choose to shine a spotlight on them and amplify them to whatever degree that I so wish on any given time. And I always try to pick people that I feel like have stuff to say, but that aren't necessarily having a chance to really say it in other places. And I've loved having this feature to the show for all these years because I really do think it has put a lot of additional insight into the general dialogue of what we've tried to discuss here. My phone number is 888-340-3373. So tonight, Bridget Phetasy returns to the Ladies' Lounge. We're thrilled to have Bridget back with us. And Bridget, I found her by reading one of her columns at thefederalist.com, and then I did not know at the time, but found out later that she had been a writer for some time for the publication of Playboy magazine. So this was a first for me on a couple of different levels. I'd never talked to anybody that had ever worked for Playboy magazine. And I found out that this is a young woman who, you know, she's got a lot of common sense and she sees things fairly clearly. And I thought, let's give her a microphone and have some discussion about it. Bridget, it's good to have you back tonight. You're a fan favorite around here. Thanks for coming on back. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Now, we haven't talked for a number of months, and I don't know what all you've written in recent years and so recent weeks and so forth, but I do know that you told me earlier this week that the Megyn Kelly story had really kind of captured your attention, and you were paying attention to it. And I guess I'm kind of curious, from an individual standpoint, what was it about the story that seemed compelling to you?
You mean her blackface comment?
Well, her eventual firing and leaving NBC, and you know, basically having her professional life shut down. Like, I don't, there's no one that will touch her now.
I've read a lot about it since, and I mean, I was, you know, I'm a comedian too, so I was joking that anyone who's defending blackface in 2018 doesn't deserve to be necessarily fired for what her opinion, but just for being an idiot. Like, I don't really understand that hill that she died on, literally. Is just funny to me because it's 2018. So.
But did she die on it, or did she come back the next day and do an entire hour on all the soul searching that was necessary?
Well, she did. I mean, she died on it, I would say, because she still lost her job and she got dragged. And like you said, her professional life is over. And now a lot of people would argue that that was the market and that she, her show wasn't doing well. And they used this as a reason to get rid of her. But I thought her apology was good, and you know, she, I don't understand. I just want to know what she was thinking in that moment. I feel like sometimes people just start talking in these segments and then they just keep going. And I understand because I do podcasts and I just, you know, I did a show for CRTV with somebody, and I understand how you just kind of get going and then you start talking about something. But in 2018, I don't feel like you can talk about anything. There's no nuance allowed, and everything's going to be taken out of context, and everything, there's, you know, a soundbite, and that's it.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for a second, because you're a writer, and you use words both as a comedian and as somebody that tries to publish, you know, very thoughtful critiques of different things in society as well. And I'm not asking this in Megyn Kelly's context, but as a general rule, do you think we have gotten too soundbite focused? Are we literally incapable of having any kind of grace or leeway with anything that's out of the absolute expected politically correct norm?
I worry that nuance is dead, and I worry about it for a number of reasons. One being that this division, it has been incentivized. So everybody has money and skin in the game and playing their role and kind of stepping up and expecting. You know, I follow a lot of different people on Twitter, a lot of different voices. My favorite people are the ones that I don't know what their take will be on any given situation because they seem to approach everything with a critical mind, and it isn't filtered through a partisan message first and then spun in whatever way they need to maintain their base, essentially.
Right.
And being somebody who's kind of an independent or a centrist or whatever horrible word you want to apply to me, a dirty centrist, as they call me, I get it from both sides all day. And this isn't me saying, like, I'm a victim. I'm just, because I'm in the middle, I clearly see how easy it is, or it would be, to retreat into a tribe. It would be much easier for me. I would have protection on one hand, and I would have a larger audience probably too. So tribalism is so inherently human and are where we come from. I do worry that, you know, social media encourages something that is very innate within us that I feel as humans we have to kind of work against.
Yeah, no, that makes a ton of sense.
Our higher nature.
Yeah, no, that makes a ton of sense to me. And one of the things that we talked a little bit about the first time you were with us is that you are, I think you admit this publicly, that there's a certain degree of faith that's an element of your life as well. And so you've literally had a foot in all these different universes that makes your perspective on all these things so interesting. One of the things that when I was reading the aftermath of Megyn's situation, and, you know, I was on with Britt McHenry, who also has published at The Federalist in the past, on Friday. And I said, you know, I did, when Megyn was back in afternoons on Fox, before she went to primetime and then before she went to NBC, I probably did her show, I don't know, 50 or 60 times in the last year, year and a half that she was on, like maybe once a week for a long period of time there. And it would be different context. So sometimes it would be a whole panel. Sometimes it would be a two-person debate. I think one time I was even on just by myself. But there was always a variety of different things that we were discussing. And you get to see someone in that context over a long period of time interact with a lot of different people. And when we would have large panel groups, especially during election year, you know, you'd have a person of every race and walk of life and everything else that there would be interaction with. And I said this on Friday, I never detected a serious ounce of anything remotely close to racist in who Megyn Kelly is as a person. And when I saw the clip and when I saw kind of the indelicate way that she kind of fumbled it, I said, is it really fair to be held to basically saying, this is what it was when I was a kid. And just letting that statement kind of sit as a standalone admission. Obviously, you're not allowed to say that anymore. She didn't embrace it. She didn't say, I thought it was great that we did it as a kid. She just like, that's what had happened when we were a kid. And if it was in character, nobody thought anything of it. That to me is like a journalist just observing a fact saying that's what happened. But having said all that, I do think that the internal climate at NBC had been wanting to do something to her for a long time, and it feels like that this was an opportunity that they used to execute that game plan. Any thoughts along those lines at all?
I read something about the way it went down, and just what little I know about the way the industry works, it sounds like she's lawyered up, and it sounds like the word was out that she was done before she had even received the official word.
Yeah.
And so all of those things lead to me believing that it was not a pretty...
Bridget, stand by. We're coming right back from this break.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com. Or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hour two underway for Radio Night Live. And tonight in the Ladies' Lounge, we're honored to have Bridget Fettesy back with us, who I will not even hold it against her that she came all the way to New York and had dinner with Carol Markowitz and didn't even invite me. Like, I don't even know how that happened. Say again?
It was a ladies' night.
I guess so. And I would definitely not be part of that crowd. But
yeah, it was ladies' night.
Carol is one of my favorite people on the planet, and so are you. And so it's like to see you two, like, just chilling out, eating pizza and stuff in the city, I was like, man, that looks like a good time. Anyway.
I love her.
I'm curious if you, before we get to our next topic, have any thoughts on the Pittsburgh violence today, Bridget, because obviously
I'm so heartbroken.
Yeah.
Just so heartbroken, and I feel like social media is just the worst on the heels of these things. It's just so heartbreaking. I get any time in particular, the murder of innocence bothers me anywhere in the world at any time. When it's in places of worship, I particularly feel,
violated.
It just feels so, and it's just the rise of anti-Semitism in the world right now is deeply, deeply disturbing and undeniable. I think to deny it is you're complicit if you are in denial.
I agree with that. And you know what's really sad is that we have so many elected officials in America that support the BDS movement. So the whole boycott against everything that is involved in Israel. And that has taken on such a bold face in ways that I never thought would really ever fly here. And yet, you have a lot of elected leaders, celebrities, other people that proudly, put their name forward on that. Well, it is a tough situation, and I'm hopeful that there will be some something that we can learn from this, and hopefully maybe have those difficult conversations and maybe help inspire people not to go this route in the future. I think human behavior is obviously the problem here. But, speaking of human behavior.
I can't imagine that, like, hatred. I don't understand that. Having that much hatred in your heart for a certain kind of person. It's mind-boggling.
Especially Jewish people. Like, what have they ever done? Like, okay.
And it's just forever they've been persecuted. It's
right.
So.
They've always been the victim. And, like, at least with terrorism, you say, well, okay, there's good Muslims and bad Muslims, and we don't like the bad ones. But in this case, where's the bad Jews? Like, I've never, like, it doesn't, there's no logic to this. It lacks rationale. And that's what I think makes it so disturbing.
Thousands of years of persecution. And, when you say, like, I hope we learn something from this, like, we've already learned it.
Right.
It's so frustrating. We know where anti-Semitism leads. All you have to do is pick up a history book. And in 2009, the Department of Homeland Security released a report about the radicalization of right-wing anti-Semitism. And this is a huge problem in America, and now here we are. It's like this isn't something that was that people haven't been worried about and not predicting for years now. And it's, everyone needs to tone down their rhetoric.
Well, I'm hopeful that that will be, in fact, the case. But I'm not sure that, I don't know that these folks had any rhetoric that he was responding to. I think it was a soft target. He hated them. It was purely motivated by what they were doing and what they observe, and he went after them. Speaking of behavior, and I this was kind of my point in opening the show tonight, because I said that this is, you know, human behavior is the problem. You have people that do bad things, and you're trying to incentivize them not to do bad things. But I think we purposefully confuse the culture at times. And you sent a story to me about a young boy named Sam that, if this doesn't confuse a young man, I don't know what does. Explain to me the troublesome life that Sam has.
This was a thread that went viral on Twitter and then kind of picked up, you know, these things start and then they get spread in the culture. And it was about a little 5-year-old boy whose parents were super woke, and the dad was writing this thread about how his son had loved, you know, he's like a boy's boy, but that he also liked girl things like purses and painting his nails. And he went to school with his nails painted red and all the kids bullied him. And then the dad was outraged. You know, when he wrote this, he's like, I'm shaking with rage because all the work that we've done to teach Sam that, you know, that about tolerance has been undone in one day because you parents and your kids have shamed my son. And it became all about toxic masculinity, and it was the hashtag. Like, that was the framing of this whole thread, was like, I was awakened to like the toxic masculinity of gender norms and blah, blah, blah. And I am not advocating the bullying of children. Let's just be clear about that. But I do think you're setting your kid up for to send your 5-year-old boy to school with painted nails and not say, hey, you're going to get teased probably because, yes, it is a gender norm that girls paint their nails and boys don't. And getting teased for these things can be silly. You can be whatever you want to be or whoever you want to be, but you're going to get teased, and not setting your kid up for that is setting up for failure. I mean, kids get teased for all kinds of things. That's what school is. It's not always about gender. Sometimes it's just like kids will tease you.
Yeah. But, well, and what kind of moron do you have to be the father? Because again, even if you want to teach him that you're okay with him doing that and everything else, to not expect that the normal community is going to have some sort of reaction to it, it's kind of like what you were saying about Megan in 2018 and the term blackface. Like, have you just been out to lunch? Do you see a ton of boys going to school with their nails painted? This is not the norm that you're sending him into, in an environment that you're sending him into, and to assume that everyone else has the same view of it as you do, I think is naive at best.
Well, and it's just, first of all, what 5-year-old can paint their nails, okay? So I'm not like buying that this.
Yeah, I don't let my 3-year-old daughter paint her nails. Like, she's not going to do that for a while yet.
Most 5-year-olds don't even have the, I mean, can they paint their nails nicely? Like, come on. If somebody did this, okay. I don't even know if these things are real. But assuming that it is real, and this goes to the topic of everything that we've spoken about tonight, whether directly or not. We need to have a little more generosity of spirit to our fellow humans. So where is, and we kind of dropped Megan, but what I would like to say is, okay, what happened to forgiveness?
Bridget, we're up against a break, but I'd love to hear your summation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Aleinu.
Aleinu.
Sukkot.
Sukkot.
Shalom Bechah.
Shalom Bechah.
vigils are being held for the victims of a mass shooting in a Pittsburgh synagogue. 11 people were killed and 6 people were injured when officials say 48-year-old Robert Bowers walked into the Tree of Life synagogue and opened fire. They say he had an assault rifle and 3 handguns with him. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf.
We simply cannot accept this violence as a normal part of American life. These senseless acts of violence are not who we are as Pennsylvanians. They're not who we are as Americans.
President Trump says things might have been different if the synagogue had had some kind of protection from an armed guard. He says all churches should have that type of protection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough with you every Saturday, and in hour two we are in the Ladies' Lounge, and this week with Bridget Fetisee. You may have read her in The Federalist. You may read her on her own website. You may read her on Twitter. You might have been one of those that read her at Playboy Magazine. But wherever you have read her in the past, she is one of these independent thinkers that I think has cogent things to say, and I'm always honored to have her with us. And Bridget, you were winding up for the fastball down the middle of the plate, and like we had to go to break, and we just totally cut you off, and I felt bad about that. But you were making a really good point, and so just back up a second. The connection that you find between the boy and the painted nails. And the Megyn Kelly story. Yeah.
Everything, really. And one of the in this thread, in the Daddy Files thread about the little boy, there's one segment where he says, my wife and I spent 5 years successfully preaching tolerance, acceptance, and the importance of expression. And your kids unraveled that one school day. How he now feels the shame you desperately want to associate with being different. I mean, that was when I got angry at this thread. It's assuming that these parents are out there teaching their kids to go shame other kids. It's this lack of generosity that we have with one another. And again, I think to go back to what we were talking about, social media, it seems to kind of pour gasoline on this fire where we all become parodies of ourselves. And when we're in it, generally in interacting with one another in person, we would never interact that way. People aren't
right.
I wonder what has happened to forgiveness and to allowing for people to make mistakes and take responsibility for those mistakes in a culture where you expect perfection. The only people who are going to be elevated are liars, because you don't allow for any room for people to make mistakes. So you are putting people in a position where they're forced to lie. I think we saw a lot of this kind of playing out in the Kavanaugh situation, where you're putting people in a situation where they're not allowed to, there's no room for making any kind of error or, and even with modern sexuality, it's something that's so complicated and complex, and especially when you're a teenager and you're trying to work these things out with one another. Now we're seeing a drastic drop in all of these things, because I think people are just afraid they're going to make a mistake and they'll be burned at the stake for it forever. It will follow them forever.
Yeah, I think you're classifying it as a lack of generosity of spirit is really accurate, because it is. It's an unforgiving, and you know my worldview and kind of where I'm coming from. I see this much more intensely on the left than I do on the right, although I guess that there are some on the right that you could probably point me to and demonstrate it. But if you do not do it to the degree and to the satisfaction of what the powers that be say, and do it as full-throated and as, you know, full-hearted as you possibly can, then there's hell to pay. And there's like no middle ground between the two. It's like you're all the way on, or you're off completely. And you don't just disagree with this. Now you're evil. You're sinister, you're satanic, you know, you're going to burn because you didn't embrace the absolutism of the other side.
Well, it's a weird, it's like the wokeness has become a religion that demands ideological purity.
Yeah.
And if you stray from that, even, I've strayed slightly to the middle, coming from being raised pretty left, and now I would say I'm very independent and pick things issue by issue. And I'm basically all right by their standards.
Right.
You know, essentially, if you even, like, stray, I'm like, you know, I think boys and girls are different. It's like, well, you're out. You're now all right and a Nazi.
Right. And no, it's insane. And you've got dangerous. Thousands of years of history to prove that you're probably not that far off. Like, we are different, you know. there's differences between us. And just acknowledging those, I've never thought was an offensive thing. But anyway, well, you said it very well, Bridget, as you always do. If people want to follow you on Twitter, it's at Bridget Phetasy, Phetasy. And I really suggest that you do that. She'll give you a clear opinion on whatever she's talking about that day. And it may be what you agree with, and it may not be. But you know what? You're going to be better off because you're going to have seen what she said, and you're going to have to wrestle with the argument that she makes. And, Bridget, I appreciate you helping us think a little more clearly tonight, too.
Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. No, it's all ours. All right. Kevin McCullough, a little bit left in the show. When we come back, take more of your calls, 888-340-3373. And a couple of important things.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Your free book.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and glad to take your calls, 888-340-3373. Maybe you want to weigh in on something Bridget was talking about. Maybe you want to weigh in on the Megyn Kelly controversy. Maybe you want to weigh in on the shootings in Pittsburgh or the bombing this week, or even the migrant caravan, which we did not have a chance to get to. They are passing up. There's a lot of people in the caravan that are passing up opportunities for asylum and jobs and housing in Mexico, saying that they're going to come to the U.S. no matter what. I don't. You're talking about thousands and thousands of people that have gathered and are part of these groups now. And I just, you know, the president has sent now 1,600 troops to the border. Department Secretary Nielsen was asked this week, you know, are you planning on shooting people? Well, no, we're not going to shoot people. But you're not going to get to abuse a border guard either. We're going to take people into custody, and we're going to demonstrate that you don't get to just come in and just do whatever you want. You know what's funny about that? And there's all kinds of people that are making, you know, apologies for this. One of them, who's that Jorge Ramos from Univision, who's always lecturing Americans about, you know, he literally was in front of the caravan last week doing a stand-up, and he said, we cannot assume that these are all, you know, MS-13 members or gangs or, and all you see is 25 to 40 year old men walking behind him. He's just like, okay, but where are they coming from and why do they want to be here and why don't they have papers and why didn't they do it the right way? But he's like, you can make exceptions, you know, and all these things. So then Tucker Carlson had him on Fox and said, Jorge, are you willing to take in 30 or 40 of these people to live in your home, your mansion in Miami where you're based out of? And for the next 6 minutes, Jorge Ramos was like, oh, well, you know, I'm not saying that everyone can do this. It's not, and like he could not even offer to let one come live in his house. Now, why is that? Because there's something much more of an agenda that's playing into why he wants those people to be allowed to come across the border and just enter the U.S. and us not know who they are than his personal generosity. His generosity is kind of what Bridget was just talking about. It's non-existent. He wasn't willing to take any of them to live with him. Nor would I expect that I would be if I was put on the spot in the same way. That's the point. I'm not letting anybody in my house. I don't know who they are. Well, why not, Kev? That's not very compassionate. No, it's protectionary of my family. If I don't know you, and I have no relationship to you, I do have a relationship and knowledge of the people that I live with that I am responsible for. And just saying we should let everybody into the country is kind of like saying to somebody that wanders down the street and walks into your barbecue in the middle of your backyard and says, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. Well, if you're hungry, I'll give you a plate and you can have a plate of food and, you know, I'll be glad to do that. But you're not sticking around. I don't know who you are. And at the end of the evening, you're going to have to leave because it's just not the way it's done. Now, maybe over time I get to know you. Maybe there's something I can do to help you. Maybe there's something else. That's what our immigration process sorts out. Who the person is, why they're coming, why they want to be here. But this idea that you're supposed to just let 14,000 people that are just huddled together in a caravan across the border because they showed up, that's not only wrong, it's immoral. It's dangerous. We don't know who they are. We don't know who's among them. And it's not really up to our border patrol to have to sort it out. That's what our immigration process is for. That's why you get visas. That's why you apply through our offices in your home countries. So do a favor for yourself. Just turn around. We don't want this to end badly. We don't want anybody to get hurt. But turn around. It's not going to happen. And we don't want to have it tested. Because we're not going to be proven wrong on that. It's not going to happen. What is going to happen is if you call MyPillow tonight, you're going to get an amazing deal for a completely new sleep system. Mike Lindell is offering, with my promo code tonight, promo code KMC, the bed topper, which is 4 inches of sheer heaven. You put it on any mattress you've already got, it's going to make your bed a brand new bed. You're not going to believe it. We've had ours for almost 4 years now. I still, this morning, was waking up while the kids were coming in and out. And, hey, Dad, can I have pancakes? No, it's 4 a.m. Go back to bed. But I was remarking to myself, this is a remarkably comfortable bed that we have. And we're literally on the same mattress we were on when we got married 15 years ago. We need a new mattress. But the bed topper has given us a whole new life. And I was just acquainted with that as I was dealing with those early risers. But not only is he going to give you that for 35% off, he's going to give you two pillows to go with the new bed system. and he's going to ship it to you all for free. You got to call him tonight. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Imagine having a completely new bed for less than, I think, $300. Like, and it's really quite an amazing bargain when you understand you get the pillows and the topper, all of it, and you're going to get 35% off on top of the free shipping. So call them tonight, 800-506-2641. Use my promo code when you do, KMC, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC when you call. And thank them. Say, hey, thanks to Mr. Lindell for letting this happen, because this was something I was telling him for a long time. Mike, you got to tell people how good this bed topper is. It's literally designed to go on whatever size bed you have. But the 4 inches, he deconstructed it the way he did the pillow, and he found out that all the technology that works in the mattress is in the top 4 inches. Well, he just made 4 inches of better technology. But it regulates your body temperature. It keeps you in deepest delta cycle sleep as long as possible. And when you're in that moment, your body is getting rest and recovery like it's not getting any other time. So if you want to have the deepest, best, most restorative sleep you've ever had, you got to call and get the bed topper. Try it out. 60 days. You're not convinced? Send it back. Money back guarantee, as always. Made in America. Machine washable. The pillows are. Everything about this is risk-free. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. And don't forget to use the promo code KMC when you call, because that is how it works. All right, Kevin McCullough, we've only got a few minutes left when we come back from this break, but when we do, a story to end your week with. I hope that you'll stick around, because I always enjoy spending every minute that I can with you on a Saturday. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Badly. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you believe, by the way, that it's not possible to have, peaceful dialogue between left and right anymore. This last week I was on with Harris Faulkner on Fox News Channel, and they paired me with Leslie Marshall, who is a hardcore left of center, and of course I'm right of center. And, of course, we got into a discussion about the bombs and what the bomb story meant to the political dialogue. And Harris was like, isn't there anything that we can do that will make this a different environment? And if I had a nickel for every person that said this last week, well, we've got to change the rhetoric. But normally what people say when they mean change the rhetoric, they mean you have to believe what I believe. And if you don't, then, again, you're Satan and you're going to hell. So, again, it's kind of what Bridget was saying. There's not much grace there. There's no forgiveness. There's no generosity of spirit. There's not even room to be disagreed with. Because if you think about it, people that are that hardcore, they just can't be intolerant. It's one of the reasons why it was really disturbing this week when a European court decided to declare that blasphemy of Allah is in fact is speech that that is not protected by free speech. See, Christians and Jews and everyone else, their God is blasphemed by whoever. They're just supposed to shut up and take it. But if somebody says something intemperate about Muhammad, then there is then now that's not going to be allowed according to law, which is claiming to be still under free speech. That doesn't make sense of any of it. Anyway, the point with Leslie and I with Harris is that then Leslie told this story, and she said, Harris, a few weeks ago I got attacked on social media, and Kevin came to my aid and said, hey, here's the truth about her. We disagree, but she's a good person. And I didn't know Leslie was going to tell that story. Totally, like, embarrassed me. I was blushing on the set. But it's just proof that you can get along with people who disagree with you. And it's one of those things that I wish we did a little bit better in 2018. We'll see. The rhetoric's going to get ramped up a lot more in the next 11 days, 12 days, 10 days. Because here we go, friends, the midterms, and it's all coming out in the next 7 to 8. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thank you for joining us. Thank you to CoQ10ergy, by the way, the new healthy alternative to energy drinks. It's carb-free, sugar-free, caffeine-free, and a free sample is yours waiting tonight. I'm going to pay for the shipping to send it to you. Just go online and request one. You'll get a copy. You get a bottle of the water. KMCfree.com is where you go to try it. And then I'd love to know your thoughts after you've tried it. Get the berry fruit punch flavor tonight. A bottle of that for you. KMCfree.com. KMCfree.com. Try your free sample of CoQ10ergy, just like I do. Anyway. Hey, that's it. We'll see you next Saturday back here on Radio Night Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Get an additional 5